Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up? Welcome to the show. We got a great week of shows. We got a great day of shows. Party is here. I guess only one show, singular. Party is here. It's going to be awesome. By the way, morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you all. Let's go to the get to know question to start us off. The question is, if you could spend 24 hours with any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, that's so good.
Now, just to clarify, Lunchbox, if you spend time with them, you don't get to tell them exactly what to do. Meaning you can't pick somebody you think's hot and be like, I know what they'd want to do. No, it has to like be, they, you know, you're picking them because you'd probably get along.
I see what you're
but
saying.
But if they hate you, that's showbiz. Because I know he's going to pick somebody that she's hot and we do stuff.
Right? Halle Berry.
Yes.
Ah, oh, man.
All right, 24 hours with any celebrity, who would it be? Eddie?
Gosh, I think I have to go Tom Hanks because he's super rich, and then we'd go through the movie set and kind of see like how he gets into his roles and all that. I think that'd be really cool. Honestly, I wanted to do Jimmy Buffett, but he's no longer with us because that would have been the best to live a Jimmy Buffett life for 24 hours.
Yeah, but you can't pick anybody dead, and even to say and throw somebody in is kind of cheating.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, well, Jesus.
Yeah, obviously.
But then
obviously that would have been my
first two. But you can't even mention somebody dead. It's kind of cheating the question.
No, Tom Hanks is my dude. I think that'd be awesome.
Amy?
I'll go Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Same thing, to be on the set?
No, I want a normal day with her. We can...
Also, 24 hours is too long. I know the question is 24 hours, but I don't want to spend 24 hours with anybody. We should have just said like 8 hours.
Sure, okay. I'm not...
Because then you got to spend the night.
Sleeping.
And they don't want to spend 24 hours with us.
No, well, it's like... Are you staying at their house? And then...
They have breakfast.
Yeah, and like... But go ahead.
But like, we hike, maybe go... Pilates, maybe go eat, and then run some lines or something.
Yeah, totally. Read scripts.
Normal stuff.
24 hours with Reese.
Yeah, have coffee.
Lunchbox.
Man, this is tough. Because I was going to say a hottie, but you're saying that you can't really...
Well, if you think the hottie would like you, then go for it. But you can't demand she does whatever you want.
Well, no. You can never demand that. I know that. It's called society.
Look it up.
Okay.
Huh? Gosh, I would... I almost want to say Taylor Swift because she's jet setting everywhere. So to fly private jet here, go there, and going all across the world would be amazing.
But I think saying, want to say the same thing as picking somebody dead.
Thank you.
Because you're throwing in like here's my two.
Can you relax?
Taylor Swift is a good one, though.
Can you relax?
No.
Because I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
So you were going to say, I almost want to say.
Because
he wasn't.
No.
Yeah, we shifted him.
No, because I said my butt was going to be, she's a little bit annoying, but
what?
I'm going to have to go with Taylor Swift.
She's annoying?
She's not annoying.
I was going to say, but
you guys hate on everything I do.
No.
You guys need to be nice.
I'm going to go with.
He's kind.
That's true. Oh, he did say Taylor's annoying. Oh, we have to consider. We got to go to the judges in a minute.
Man, that's a good point.
If that's not. I don't think that's rude.
Yeah, that's an opinion.
I don't know if I'm a judge, but I don't think it's.
We have a silent governing body that is. Oh. But we'll come back to that. Lunchbox has to be kind for one more week. I'm going to go with 24 hours, any celebrity. I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield.
Here we go.
What?
Still working that?
He won't answer my message.
Maybe this is a way to get him.
Yeah. We used to be a very pro-Baker show when nobody else was. And now it's like, you're handcuffed to me, buddy, for 24 hours. I'll show you what's up. Got $100 million.
Oh, boy.
Not even about the money, but like, you know, if you give me $100 million, you know who I'm still going to talk to? All you guys.
Oh, thank you, man.
I'm not talking to you guys if I get $100 million. I'll guarantee you that. You will never hear from me again.
That makes sense.
Why, though?
What do you mean, why?
Why would you not talk to us? It's not like you hate talking to us now and you're only doing it so you can keep your job. No.
I mean, I just won't have time, guys. I will be out, like, doing stuff on the island.
All the time.
No, I'll be out on the island and I won't have time for phone calls and, like, you know... Hey, lunch, can I borrow $20? No, guys, sorry, I'm out. Like,
$20.
How long has the kindness thing been going on?
A week.
Okay. This is all making sense now. When I was sick, Lunchbox texted to check on me.
See?
And I was like, I thought it was so sweet.
What
and
a nice dude.
And he is thoughtful, but now it's coming together that I think maybe he did it. I don't know why that didn't occur to me until this moment.
Don't think that's why he did it. trying to be kind. He hit his 2-week mark so he can drive a Lamborghini that we'll pay for.
Like, that took me several days to figure out that's the only reason he texted me. And now, Lunchbox, I thought you were really checking on me.
Hey, Bobby said we'll talk about it. I don't know if you want to talk about it now or you want me to just...
No, we'll hold because I think that's funny. I mean, need to sit with that for a minute.
I just had this revelation. For real.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No. It's fine. But he's been thoughtful in the years past in that way.
You mean he's been thoughtful a time or two in all the years past combined?
Well, in 2014.
Exactly.
He was super thoughtful. Like I could list several things over the years.
We'll get to it coming up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. After a year and a half of dating, my girlfriend and I have finally decided that it's time to move in together. Now the negotiating has begun, and there's definitely a sticking point that, believe it or not, could be a deal breaker. She likes having a TV in the bedroom to watch as she falls asleep and to use as a nightlight. I tolerate it when I spend the night at her place, but don't want to live like that every night, especially since I wake up to go to work at 5 a.m. and need to get good sleep, but she is not budging on this, and I'm not sure I want to either. Is there a solution here that I'm not seeing, or is it doomed before it even starts? Signed, Sleepy Sam.
This is you, man.
I was like, don't be mean to Sleepy Sam.
No.
This is what I want to say to Sleepy Sam. Regardless of what happens, what you decide on, this is not enough of an issue to be a deal breaker in life if the relationship really matters. Even if you lose completely on this one, it's not enough to be a deal breaker. Even if you win completely, it's not enough for her. This is trivial because eventually it'll shake itself out. I will say, for me, I always slept with the TV on. I never had a bedroom growing up, so I slept in the living room, and the TV was always on. That was comfort to me. It felt like someone was there. It felt like when I was a kid, that's where I got comfort. My wife came, and I had the TV on, and she was like, man, I can't sleep with the TV on. And I was like, kick rocks. I didn't say that. But I was like, we're just going to keep it on. I can't sleep without it. And then I started to, after a while, really value the time that we had there, and it wasn't as important to me because I could do other things. I listened to a little podcast to keep it low. I tried lots of things until I finally figured out something that I could do. And now it still annoys her sometimes when she hears Bill Simmons at 2:00 in the morning. But the TV's not on, so I found ways. And then when she's gone, I keep the TV on sometimes. And sometimes I don't even do that. But I'm telling you, this is not a deal breaker regardless, and you can negotiate from this. Meaning, move in. If you get there and she won't turn the TV off, be like, hey, I'm going to sleep in the other room. Eventually, she'll get tired of you sleeping in the other room. It'll work itself out because it's too trivial not to. It's not a deal breaker. It's not. With me, I never thought I'd sleep with the TV off. I do all the time now. And Ryan Russillo and Bill Simmons right along with us doing their shows. Anything you want to say? I just think this is so trivial that it's not an issue that will break them up.
I think that over the course of your relationship, you may encounter other things where one of you is going to have to compromise. You're going to have to work to figure something out. So this is a great place to start. Like, look at this as an opportunity to practice figuring something out.
You want to see her change her mind? You go, you guys move in and be like, hey, I'm going to sleep in the other room. Love you. But since TV's on, I get it. Keep your TV on. I'm going to sleep in the other room. Like when I get sleepy. That'll change.
But he's already doing it at her house like two times a week or whatever. Yeah, so just let her have it three times a week.
But that's not going to be what it's about.
Yeah.
It'll work itself out. Move in. Live a happy life. You guys will get divorced about something else, not that.
Oh,
trust me.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, that's your mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Something I get messaged about all the time is the basketball that I had signed by Larry Bird. I was super excited about it. I left in a bad place. Eddie signed it because we were signing other balls to give away. Fine. I've moved on. Now it's just funny to me. Unfortunate, yes. I don't want Eddie to feel bad because it was just as much on me. That being said, people have been like, here's Larry Bird's house. I'm not going to his house. I appreciate it. But so many people have continued to call or go, can I tell you my story about somebody doing something similar? This is Karen in Georgia. Hey, Karen, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What do you want to say?
So, back in 1992, I was pregnant with my first child. My husband and I didn't want to know what we were having. We wanted everybody to be excited. And so you could bring your tape to the doctor's appointment and they would video it.
Like a video camera?
Back in the day, VCR tape.
Got it. Go ahead.
Tell them my age here. So you could bring it and they would video or, you know, record the actual ultrasound and you'd have it for life. So that's the only ultrasound I had, which was halfway through my pregnancy. So then the baby comes, everybody's at the hospital, we're all excited. And then my mom wanted to see the ultrasound. So we go to look at it. My husband was big into NASCAR. You see about 2 seconds of the ultrasound, and then it goes to the Daytona 500.
Big race.
So with VCR tapes, couldn't you like pop a tab to keep people from recording over it? Isn't that, and I don't know enough about it because I didn't do it. Isn't that what they would do on like the movie release once you'd get it with the tab pop so you couldn't record over it?
Yes, but when you were really desperate though, you get a piece of tape and tape over the pop tab and you can record over
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Johnson
again.
Coming around. Thank you. I appreciate that, Karen. And I'm sorry you only got to watch 2 seconds of that ultrasound. Do you know who won the race?
No. I have no idea.
Maybe Dale Sr., man.
Thank you, Karen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's go over to Sonia in Texas, who's on right now. Hey, Sonia, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
So my story is we are huge Texas Longhorns fans. And when Texas won the national championship all those years ago, we went and got the Wheaties box that had Mac Brown holding up the, you know, the national championship trophy. And so had that box in our house. You know, we have a bunch of Texas Longhorns memorabilia with all of our memorabilia. And my in-laws came to town, and my in-laws are from Michigan, and they got hungry and decided to eat the Wheaties.
They opened the cereal? They opened the cereal and ate it?
They thought it was food.
Wheaties aren't even good. Oh, like, man, just straight up. That's hilarious. What did you say? Yeah. Did you ever, were they embarrassed?
Fortunately, I'm a planner, so I had bought two Wheaties boxes. That's so funny. I still had the other one. But yeah, I felt bad because I know that they felt bad because, like I said, we have an entire room in our house dedicated to all things Longhorns. So.
Did they go into the Longhorn room and go, well, there's some trophies. Should I eat the cereal in here? Or was the cereal next to, like, the Fruit Loops?
No, I mean, it was on a shelf, I think.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's been a while. So
well,
anyway,
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. You want another one?
Yes.
Gary in Georgia. Gary is on the Bobby Bones Show. What's up, Gary?
Okay, so this is years ago. I get on a Southwest airplane. I'm flying all over the country because I do asbestos abatement. And I get on first because I'm always there early. And there's a guy on the plane holding up the newspaper all kind of up high. And I'm like, man, how did he get on there? But he's right on the row I always sit on. So I sit down. People are coming on. And I, you know how you lean back and you see somebody behind the paper? And I'm thinking, I know that guy. But I don't know how I know him. And I lean back again. Like, I know him. Finally, he pulls the paper forward. He says, I am who you think I am. And it was Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
And I'm like, cool. This is unbelievable.
That's cool.
So right before we get ready to land, maybe like 5 minutes before we get ready to land, they announce it. He pulls out this square tab and starts writing down Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali, and signing them. Then when he got out in Chicago, he walked through the airplane, passing them out as fast as he could walk, so he didn't have to stop and sign anything for any of that. You know, I thought that was pretty cool. But on the plane, he gave me one. And I think this is awesome. So I get home, I put it up, and I'm like, I'm going to frame this thing. I put it on the refrigerator. My mom comes over, and she scribbles out Muhammad Ali and says, I picked up James, and he's with me.
Oh, my she's God. Wrote a note. She's oh wrote a note.
That's what you
oh
do.
She's wrote a note.
You put it on the refrigerator.
Oh, and she's wrote a note. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Did you ever tell her what happened?
No.
Like, did you explain to her what she accidentally did?
Yeah, I told her later, but didn't do no good. I mean, it was ruined.
You have a great story, though.
Oh, my gosh.
That is
yeah, that's tough.
But that's a great story. He sat next to Muhammad Ali. That's a great
Well, the good news is she got James.
But also, I was going to ask if James yeah. made it okay. Yes.
James is good, man.
He's all good.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for the call. Wow, let's do one more. Maddie in Virginia.
So I'm talking about a video that got ruined.
Yes.
And basically, me and my brothers, when we were younger, we used to, like, make little at-home videos of all of our toys, like, just little skits and stuff. And one was about a bear and a talking toilet. And we recorded it over top of my dad's last video of his father before he died.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
this has got real bad.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
I know, it was really terrible.
But wait, what happened to the bear in the toilet? Did he get flushed down the toilet? Like, tell us the ending of that.
And also, how did you find out? Like, was your dad going to watch that video of his dad and he sees the story of the bear in the toilet?
Yeah, so we were really excited about the video that we made.
Oh,
and we show him, and then at the end was like 2 seconds of the last video. So, yeah, he was not excited about our talking toilet video. He was not.
Hey, it was an accident, but, man. It happens.
But hey, it sounds like these people could have been YouTube people when they were kids. Like,
I'm kind of into talking toilet too.
That,
yeah,
well,
what a
really
show.
Good.
What a show. Thank you for the call, Maddie. Hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you too. Bye.
This inadvertently has become like a 3-day segment. This
yes.
makes me not feel so angry. I mean, I'm not angry, Eddie.
I don't want all these callers to know. It's okay. Like, it happens.
No, you say it because you did it.
Right? I'm part of it.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
17-year-old Evan Spurrier, he's at home with his 10-year-old sister because the dad went off to run some errands. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to cook for the family tonight. And he's cooking. He's putting a little bit of this on the stove. Next thing you know, whoa, the food catches on fire. It's spreading to the cabinets. It's out of control.
Dang.
He looks for a fire extinguisher. He can't find it anywhere. Oh, my gosh. The house is going to go. So he goes upstairs. His sister was asleep in her room, wakes her sister up, takes her out of the house because the house is going in flames. Then he realizes real quick, the dog's still in there. He leaves his sister outside, runs back inside, gets the dog, rescues the dog and his 10-year-old sister. And when the dad gets back, of course, he's upset. He's like, what's happening?
Did the house burn down?
The house is fully engulfed at that point.
Wow.
But he said, but you know what? The dad was happy anyway because his son saved the whole family.
Boy, there's a point where you have to change your mind and go, all right, I can't put this out. And I'm probably going to get in trouble, or it's going to feel like trouble.
Yeah.
And I got to go save people instead. And that's just giving in.
Right.
To just go, I can't. I messed up. I got to cut my losses and go save people.
And the idea of like, once you're out with your sister, like I got to go back in to get the dog.
Oh,
that's tough.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's not good. But people lived. So do you have any fire conversations with your kids?
Yeah, we have a whole fire escape route that's on the refrigerator. And then all the boys that are sleeping upstairs, they have these ladders that hang out of their rooms.
That always hang outside?
Nah, that's in their closet. So I've already taught them how
wow.
to unbuckle it and put it on the window. That's how you can get out.
You also know they're going to be leaving the house sneaking out
yeah.
as soon as they want to get out using those ladders.
I know what it looks like when
yeah.
it comes apart.
Good story. Thanks for sharing. Talk to your kids about this if you're listening. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, if you got an hour, extra 2 hours in your day, like what would you do? A lot of people spending a lot of their days wishing they had more time. The question is, if time was unlimited, you know, what would you do? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to prioritize, right? Life is about priorities. And therapy can actually help you find what matters to you so you can prioritize it so you don't just kick it to the side and go, I'm going to get back to it, even though it could quite possibly be the most important thing in your life. You know, whether or not that you've been in therapy before, or you're like me and you end up finding therapy when you're an adult, you know, it has been such a game changer for me and so many of my friends. Coping skills, boundaries. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is awesome. Just fill out a brief questionnaire. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Bobby to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp, HELP.com/Bobby. The 82-game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Hardy. Good to see you, buddy.
You too.
How's life?
Good.
Do you just get random calls going, hey, you know this song you just wrote? We just cut it. And it's number one out of nowhere. That's what it feels like is happening for you.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You remember this song you wrote a year and a half ago? Well, this person cut it. It's going to be on their record. Does that happen randomly?
Yeah. Like yesterday, my Tanner, who's my content guy, shot a music video. And I was like, how's it going? And he sent me the a clip of like their shooting a music video. And I was like, oh, I wrote that song. And I didn't even know like what that they were shooting a video or that the guy
that's
cut
funny.
It or anything.
So, I mean, it feels like, you know, you move to town and you're obviously an artist at the time that is so different, but it's what's happened so many times just in my version of Nashville is that the people that are so different end up creating the path for everybody else later to come in and do what they're doing, meaning you have a style that isn't really one element. And we all actually live those lives, but until there's a group of you guys that came that said, hey, we're actually a little multifaceted. Now, it's pretty common, but I would credit you to a lot of that. When you write, do you go down a certain road and go, we're going to do rock, we're going to do country, or do you just take whatever you write and then go, this is that?
No, it's a little more thought out, I think, in the writing room. Especially, like, if it's for me, like, if I were writing a song for me that day, like, I'll come in and be like, and it's just different, like, with track guys and stuff these days. Like, some guys will have rock tracks, like, pulled up or whatever. But usually, if it's a rock thing, it's like, okay, we're writing a rock song today, and this is the idea, and da-da-da-da-da.
Was it always like that, though, when you moved to town?
No, definitely not. I mean, dude, no, for 8 years, 8 or 9, 10 years, I was just trying to just do something cool and, like, write literally whatever, though. No, I mean, just whatever the coolest idea or vibe or whatever
is in the room that day is just what we wrote. And I typically still do that unless I have like am adamant about an idea. And these days, if it's like for something that I would cut.
But what would in the first, let's say that year 3 through 6, when you're a songwriter and you're just kind of getting your feet under you, what kind of texture was assigned to you as a writer? Was it like you could write with Hardy? It's before you had any like massive success, but are they like Hardy kind of leans on the rock? If you want to write with Hardy, he kind of writes a certain way.
I don't know if that came until like my first record came out almost. You know
when
what
they
I mean?
Started like, to know who you were as you presented yourself.
When I started to kind of know who I was. Before that, I mean, I guess I'd have to go listen to like old demos and stuff, but me and a lot of my buddies that I like cut my teeth on, like coming up and writing songs, we all loved rock and roll. So I'm sure a lot of that stuff had like an edge to it, but I really don't think I leaned into it until like I put an EP out. My first thing was in 2018. And it's like Rednecker was on that, but there's a song called 4x4, which is like a heavier song. And that's when I like really like just started embracing that part of myself, I think, was like when I signed a record deal and started putting it out on my own.
Based on where you come from, being from Mississippi and I'm from Arkansas, the classic rock was a massive part of my growing up.
Totally.
Like that also was a big part of, like classic rock was country today even. You know, when you look at like the Eagles and they kind of were
Steve Miller Band, stuff like that.
A lot of that. Yeah. But how did that influence who you were musically being from a place where I'm sure classic rock was massive?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, 106.7, it was in Jackson, still is. That was the only classic rock station we could pick up. And my dad, from the time I was like, I don't even know, 3 years old, was just like beating that into my brain.
Like Skinner, like Allman Brothers.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
I remember it was like out of a movie. He had a cassette and I was so young, but I remember this. And he was like, check this out. This is a band called Pearl Jam. And he put the cassette in the truck, and Alive was like the first song. I know and back then that wasn't a classic rock song, but just rock and roll in general. I mean, I had no choice but to love rock and roll because my dad instilled it in me when I was really young.
The generation that had country music but also had digital media, which is, you know, I was in the Napster world.
Yeah.
And so you would see everybody be influenced by things that really that area of the country maybe weren't influenced by prior. So a lot of the older school country folks were like, that's not country. It's because really what they were offered geographically,
yeah,
by radio, by what they were selling, but it all changed once digital media was allowed to be consumed. So you'd have somebody like me that grew up on country music, but it was like, okay, now it's time for Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Now it's time for, you know, the old Snoops. So it didn't make you less country. It just made you had a computer.
Yeah.
And that was the difference. And now you're seeing that generation of like now run the format, but you still have the old heads going.
Yeah.
That ain't country.
That's wild. I mean, I've told people this, but like I was born in 1990, but I feel like right around, like people born around them were the last generation to know what it felt like to not have access to a song until the next time they heard it on the radio, which was like the coolest feeling in the world. It was like it was like drugs or something. You just like, you waited for it and waited for it. And then you finally got to hear it unless you know, your parents or you or whoever bought it, you know, on a CD or a cassette or whatever. But, man, you're right about that. And it's crazy to think that people will never know what it's like to only be cornered into hearing a certain, you know, genre or just a certain group of music. It's wild how much the internet, it just blew those doors open forever.
Yeah. And I think, you know, whatever the divide is of, and God, I hate it because it's just been proven wrong every generation, every cycle of what's country and what isn't. There's always been some sort of medium that has allowed that to change. If it's vinyl or CDs, we get more songs on it now.
Yeah.
But digital media was when people started to have influences. And if people in the 40s had digital media, they'd be influenced as well. They just didn't happen to have it then. And that's the version that we had of country music at that point. I spent way too much time thinking about this.
No, well, so do I. I mean, I always thought like who made the rule? Like where's the rule book on what is anything when it comes to like a genre? And of course there are certain things, but country, it's like, it's country, like it's just, there's no like true definition of country music to me. I don't know. And I used to be the opposite of that. I used to be like the guy that was like, it has to be like this or it has to sound like this or it's not country. But I don't know. I just, the older I get and the more I write music, I I'm very adamant that music just doesn't have rules, and there's they shouldn't be enforced or even talk. I mean, you can talk about it, I guess, but just, I don't know, do what you do, and you don't have to call it anything if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's art, right?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, that's all it is.
If country music, and you could put any kind of music on, but if country music stayed stagnant, it would die.
Yeah.
With any style of art, if it just stays exactly the same,
yeah,
nobody's going to want to consume it unless it's in a novelty way of like, we're going to listen to the old school.
Yeah.
So you almost, you need people pushing, and you also need the people going, well, any country, you need that battle for it to grow.
Yeah, it's true.
Because otherwise it would run so wild, it wouldn't matter. But in the end, the person who is consuming the media and paying for the media and paying to go to shows, they get to decide.
Yeah. No, you're right. The people buying the music are the only people that I feel like get to decide. Yeah.
And everybody gets to have their own. It's country, it's not country, who cares?
Yeah.
So I got a couple questions that we've talked about on the show. Number one, what's up with your tour name? Quit or quit? Like, what is it? Quit!
Do you know that it's, yeah, with two exclamation points.
Yeah, that's why it's like, quit! We have to call, like when we talk about it.
Do you know that story? Have you heard that?
From you?
I don't know, it kind of went viral on the internet.
I don't know what, tell it to me.
In 2015, I was playing in the songwriter room of the Floribama with like three of my buddies, and none of us had any hits, but we were playing like original songs that we had written, and we had a tip jar, and somebody at the end of the night, we emptied the tip jar, and somebody on a bar napkin had written quit and like two exclamation points. And that was my reaction. Like I laughed, like, you know, and but I held on to it. I like stuck it in my pocket, and you know, God knows how it made it back to Nashville. I mean, it's literally a napkin, a cheap one at that. Like a, you know what I mean? And I had a map back in the day, and where I put like push pins in every city, and that, like, I was like, I threw it away because once you've been, you know how that is. Like once you've been everywhere, there's no, you know, there's no point in having one anymore. But and that napkin, I just, when I got back, I stuck it on there, and to this day, I have it, and now it sits on all of my awards that I've won. And so I put a song out called Quit that's kind of like spoken word rap-ish type thing. And it's going to be the title track of my next record. Can I say this? I guess I can say this. The album is going to be, it's a square napkin. So it's good. The album is just the napkin. And
what do you mean the album is just the napkin?
So that the square, like if it were a vinyl,
yeah,
it's just an exact like picture of the napkin.
Oh, that's
so
that's cool.
So we're just chasing that theme for the year of quit. So it's the actual, so the way that they wrote it was Q-U-I-T. Is the song itself two exclamations? Okay.
Well, my question was too, we're talking about the tour and we're like, how do we say, hey, check them out on quit or check them out on quit? We didn't know how to
actually. I guess you could say like quit. The quit tour, or
the
you
quit
could yell
with
quit.
The exclamations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just get Scuba Steve to scream it, dude.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. I thought it was great.
Aside from knowing he's here, but if someone just sent you that and you didn't know him, would you think that was cool?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love metal though, so, but.
Like, have you ever screamed at your shows in any way, shape, or form? Like,
yeah.
Like screamo
y'all
scream?
Should probably come to a show soon.
I've seen you.
Oh, no, recently? I mean, I've seen you, but I mean, like no. That?
When do I have
yeah.
time?
Yeah. We're doing it now, man.
Hold on.
We're doing the thing now.
You can't do the thing where it's like, you should come to it. How many shows of mine you been to?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, exactly. We're both working, man.
I've been in this room five times. You've been to five of my shows?
This room, this doesn't count. You're getting promotion here, too.
Well, this is about promotion.
Sure it is. You know why you're in? Because you're promoting Truck Bed going number one. That's what they told me.
And the quit true. Tour.
Yeah, and the quit tour.
That's very true. Yeah. Fair enough.
So this is like equal trade.
True.
So I'm just saying, yeah. No.
But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I scream a lot now. Like,
really?
I have a rock single out called Rockstar, and it's like pretty much a metal. It's pretty much what we just listened to.
Is that next? Are you doing a full rock record next?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's the quit record is a rock record.
Nothing on it that even could be considered. Like if I was like, man, this song.
No, like we won't work a song to country radio.
No, about working though. What if I was like, man, this one I could play and people would really like it.
I'm sure because there's a lot of good songs on it, but.
But are they all hard? Are they all hard?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Everything else good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
All right. I'll let you know when I'm playing another show. You come out. Come on. Then I'll come to your show.
All right, cool.
Show's wild.
I've seen him play, but he's like, you ain't been to a show? I'm like, contraire, mon frère. You've been to my show? But this here.
I play a lot more shows than you do. Come on, cut me a break.
I don't know. How many shows you play a year?
I was around 80 a year. I just cut it back to 30 this year.
I probably did 50, but doing TV as well, probably pretty close.
Yeah. It's not a competition, guys.
He made it a competition. And he spit at me.
I mean, I have always been entertained by your performances.
Yeah, no, it's
and
awesome.
Now I'm even more intrigued to pay attention blow your to voice your screaming.
Out. It's that's a huge concern of mine.
I did a bit trying to scream like that just for a second.
And it hurt.
I was gone for like 6 hours.
Well, there's a way to do it. Like, and I've never gone to like the coach or whatever, but you push from like really deep. So
they have
you're
screamo
not yelling.
Coaches?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's one woman, and I bet Steve, she lives in Florida. Do you know her name? She's like an older lady. She's done like everybody.
Know her name?
No.
He used to date her.
I'm self-taught.
Oh, you're self-taught? They got the ear?
She teaches you not to blow out your voice, but I will say like, since I've started screaming in shows, my voice, like, it scares me because, like, the next weekend it'll be weaker and it's, like, constantly weaker.
Are you having to go to do the physically responsible things more so now because you're asking more from your body? Or are you still...
You mean, like
go
not
to sleep
going to
early?
Yeah. More of that for sure.
Because you can do that, but only for a bit of time and then you blow it out and then you can't perform to the same level.
Yeah.
That is...
Usually, like, the Saturday night show, I'm like, freaking out. Even if I like have behaved all weekend and like mm-hmm. gone to bed and not like talked over a crowd and stuff like that after.
I mean, even like the lead singer syndrome in a band where everybody else gets to go party, but lead singer shouldn't as much because they have to, if they're down, the whole band can't work.
Yeah.
But that's a real thing.
Yeah. I just saw Disturbed. What's his name? Danny Draymond.
Is that?
That's him.
Yeah.
Yep. And he talked about that. He's like, he said that it was like, the way he described it was like lonely, but he made that point. He was like, I have to go like protect myself and everybody else gets to go hang out because no, you know, you're right. Like if there's no singer, you're done. Like you could technically get away with like one less guitar player or something like that. But yeah, it's different when you're the lead singer.
It's different because we go to Vegas. I'll go to bed early, but Lunchbox will stay up and party all night and they come to the show like, oh, you can't even talk.
Allergies.
Yeah.
Those Vegas allergies are bad,
man. A lot of pollen.
Yeah, Vegas allergies.
Yeah. Telling you, man.
All right. Get so Truck Bed, hopefully going number one this week. The Quit whole record's coming out.
Yeah.
No, he's not here for promotion, man. You can skip that.
You know, I demand he take it.
Okay.
I demand he take it. The Diff tape.
Yeah.
I was going to say the Hicks tape, but it's a Diff tape.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a spinoff, right?
Yeah. So
that comes out at the end of, that comes out this month.
And it's all Joe Diffie songs?
Yes.
Obviously with Diff tape.
It's the original recordings with Joe's voice on them, and Joe's son, Parker, gave us his blessing, their family's blessing to strip those down, take some of his vocals out, and have like, you know, features come in. And it's going to be the biggest, it's like the biggest group of features that we've had. It's a lot of, I mean, people really came together for that. So it was really exciting.
What's Post Malone like to hang out with?
He's like the coolest dude. He's like totally normal.
Really?
Yeah. He's just a dude. It's cool.
It's almost hard to believe.
Yeah. It's
dude. One, because he's so famous, and then two, because the amount of tattoos on his face. Like, it's a different kind of person that tattoos their face that much.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Jelly Roll has him, and he's a good hang, you know?
Jelly Roll's a good hang now, but he didn't even tell you.
What, like back in the day?
When
like
he got him.
When he was
yeah, he was trouble. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Man, I cannot say enough how respectful and kind, thoughtful Post Malone is. It's mind-blowing how he's held himself together with the level of fame that he's had.
What about as an artist? Because we watched him sing America the Beautiful for the Super Bowl. That was what he sang, yeah. Right? On guitar. Uh-huh. And like, I think people don't expect him to have the musical talent. During COVID, I watched him do a whole Nirvana record, right?
Yeah.
So
he's a really good guitar player. Man, it's just, there's something like when he gets in there and he does his vocal, like we've been writing these songs and like he'll hop in there and do it. And you're, I don't know, it's just like, he has a thing, man. He's got like a voice, and not just like a singing voice, but he just, even just in that regard, he's just an artist. He could sing the phone book, and it's just so different to me that it's just, I don't know. It's just, that's, it's like art coming out of his mouth.
What's his name in your phone as?
Post.
Post.
Yeah.
Straight up post.
When you Austin meet him, though, like obviously you're around a lot of really successful people.
Thank you.
But someone like Post Malone, like, because he's around you.
Thank you. Oh, they're talking
about
me.
No, I'm talking to Hardy.
Oh, right now, like within.
No, but like meeting Post Malone, like do you kind of have to remind yourself, like, because, you know, but it's, I don't know, Post Malone, he seems like a next level. Like, do you kind of have to be like, okay, this could be, like, we could actually be friends. We could be, like, I'd be chill. Like, do you have to talk to yourself at all, or you're just like normal?
Everybody poops. You know what I mean?
My wife doesn't.
She doesn't at all?
Nope.
Good for her, man.
Never once.
Wow, yeah, first one ever, dude.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So your theory's wrong. all right, look, you guys, at Hardy and Diff Tape, it's going to be awesome. You wrote Kenny's latest single, too.
Yeah.
Guys on top of the freaking world right now. Mm-hmm. I guess I should go to a show. Really cool, maybe, man. I should go to a show.
You should.
That's what I'm taking from this. I need to go to a show. Congratulations, man. I'm a big fan, and congratulations. And we'll have a Truck Bed go number one and, I don't know, another trophy.
Dude, knock on wood, right? Yeah. Is that wood?
Yeah. No, it is fake. All right, there he is. Hardy, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Here's a voicemail we got yesterday.
I was just listening to the podcast like I do every day at work and heard that you guys were talking about going to South Dakota on a trip, and I think that would be awesome for you guys. Lunchbox, I know you like Las Vegas for the gambling, and you better make sure if you go to stop at Deadwood, literally a mini Las Vegas for you. And Amy, if you ever want a girls trip and want to hit up the hot springs with a view, come to Montana and I'll be your girl.
Okay, so you don't need to go with us, South Dakota. Montana will be your goal.
Yeah, go, Amy.
Montana's on my list.
I've been to Montana. It's awesome, but we don't talk about that. We're talking about Sandy. Or no, we're talking about South Dakota. We're not one step closer to that, by the way.
What do you mean? Oh, you're right. I haven't even asked for permission.
There's been no movement to actually doing it yet.
I didn't ask my wife.
But I just think that would be awesome if we all went to South Dakota for a dude trip. And then Amy can do Montana or something.
Yeah, have fun, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, good luck.
That would be awesome. Can't wait.
Yeah, hitchhike. Okay. And then we'll follow you the whole way.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I guess March Madness is starting like tomorrow, kind of.
The play-in games start earlier in the week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a poll was taken, and this is how much time y'all are going to be spending on March Madness. It's not just watching basketball. It's like talking about it with your friends. It's placing bets. It's reading about it online, and then also watching highlights.
Yeah, a million hours.
It's a lot of time.
Every hour.
It's my favorite time of year.
Infinity hours. Not my favorite time of year, but up there.
Oh, dude,
NFL playoffs, college playoffs. That's my favorite. But for like so much action at once. It's the best.
This is cool because you can watch basketball during the day. It's so awesome because it starts like at 11 o'clock.
How many hours? Yeah, well, we're already doing it.
It says the average person is 36 hours. So I would imagine if you're on the high end, you're double that. And then you're on the low end like me, like zero.
Zero? So then we even out.
We even out. But it must be like the bigger games because if y'all are saying if it starts tomorrow and ends April 8th, I feel like that's way more than...
I would say it's not the bigger games. It's the first weekend whenever you have the 16s and the 1s. Not so much that, but like the 15s and 2s, 14s and 3s. You know, that kind of thing because you love upsets. And they're all happening at the same time. There's usually some game where there's an upset happening because there's so many games happening at once.
What's the one game I should put money on before tomorrow?
The one game?
Or before this weekend? Or
don't know.
I need to dig down and so give much. You a game. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Will you walk me through it?
Yeah, but even I don't know.
I'd like to emerge from March Madness with some money.
There we go.
I won you some money last year, and it sat in your account for a year.
It's still in there.
Okay.
Let's use it.
But, and by the way, DraftKings, big fan, big sponsor. But now in North Carolina, for the first time, you can use DraftKings. They just legalized it. All right, what else?
Well, teachers are begging parents to stop texting their kids while they're at school. Uh-huh. And it's Monday, start of a new week. And I'm going to take this as a little challenge for myself to not text my kids while they're at school because I do that. And this is the stuff that we're sending. Like, hey, what'd you get on your test? Do you want hamburgers or chicken for dinner tonight?
Just general questions when they need to be focused.
And this isn't on us, though. This is on the student. Like, you got to know when to check your phone and when not to check your phone.
Eddie.
No, it's on you.
You know what I mean? Like, if somebody texts me right now, I'm not reading that because I'm committed to the show.
One, you're an adult until you are reading that because I see you. Okay.
Yeah. But also, if you're a kid and you see a text from mom or dad, you might be like, oh, I need to check this.
My son doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't respond to anything.
He probably sees it, though.
Dude, the other day, I was picking up from school and I said, hey, I'm here. I waited 30 minutes.
That's funny.
I'm here.
Why did you not call him?
I did. He didn't answer.
That's funny. Okay.
And then Kenny Chesney was talking about how Peyton Manning would join him on stage at a lot of his shows, and they would give him a guitar when he would walk out there, but they would never plug it in, and he was just like fake playing it the whole time.
That's funny.
And people would not know it at first, and then he'd be like, oh, Peyton Manning's on stage, everybody. But they kind of thought just a guitar player was walking out, and I just thought, oh, what a
But it was a guitar
thing.
Hero guitar. Yeah. Like they didn't know that. He was
pushing buttons.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I'm not even sure what crocheting is. I feel like it's needles and thread.
Yeah. When you make like sweaters or
But what's the difference
scarves.
That and sewing?
Yeah, bigger, like yarn. You use yarn.
Are you sure about this?
No, no, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. What? That's a side. See, if you declare something like truth. Okay, Morgan, what is crocheting?
Yeah, crocheting has bigger needles, and you're using, like, much bigger yarn, where sewing, it can be a machine or, like, a little needle.
Told you, bro.
Like, if you see someone on TV, and they're, like, using the big
needle.
Oh, that's crocheting.
That's crocheting.
Got it. Well, she's in seventh grade, and she crochets, which I never heard of kids doing it.
Yeah, I thought old people did that.
Me too. Because they needed those big old needle sticks, because they can't see little needle sticks.
Yeah.
So, she got pretty good at it, and part of the Girl Scouts project she was doing, she made almost 30 stuffed animals to donate to other kids, and all through the police department in North Carolina. And so what she's doing is she's made them all to give to the cops so the cops can give to kids if they show up at a place.
That's so cool.
And the kids are scared.
Yeah.
Sad. The crocheting thing as a seventh grader, like, that's awesome to me because I can't imagine other seventh graders are crocheting and she's doing her own thing. And then secondly, why she's doing it and donating all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And she probably learned from, like, her grandma, right? Like,
well, she's a Girl Scout. I mean, is that the badge that she chased?
Crocheting badge?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
So what's that sport where you hit the ball? Like
croquet.
Yeah, okay.
Not the same.
That's what I thought that was.
Yeah. See, we thought you were off a little bit. Yeah, great story. Good job, Caden Hudson. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. There's a segment that I'm so excited about doing in the next 20 minutes or so. All weekend long, I was like, I cannot wait to talk about this. Because either way, it's either going to be extremely compelling as just us talking about it, people being like, wow, Or if it's true, somebody on this show just very, very fortunate. I can't wait to do this segment. That's all I'm going to tell you because I want to get to the morning corny first. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
The morning corny.
Why did the employee get fired from the keyboard factory?
Why?
He wasn't putting in enough shifts.
No. That was the morning corny.
All right, so this is a segment I've been waiting to do because this really happened to someone on the show. Ray, would you mind hitting me with a scam alert? Scam alert! Okay. Now, we play that when we think someone might be getting scammed. However, this isn't that they are getting scammed. This could possibly be it's not a scam and it's the greatest thing to ever happen to this person. Okay? So, Eddie's the one that told me about this. Eddie, I need you to tell everybody.
This is bizarre, dude.
I need you to tell everybody what you know, and yeah. We will kind of talk through it and see if we think it's real or not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So Abby came to me, and she said, do you think this is real? Like, I want your advice. She got a DM on Instagram from someone that says they own a racetrack or something, and they
Where? Do you know?
In California, I think.
Okay.
And they want to book some shows. They want to do shows there.
Yeah.
And they ask Abby if she would host a concert there and bring an artist with her.
Like host, perform a couple songs?
Host, perform a couple, and then bring a Nashville artist with her to California to play that venue. And they said the budget is $50,000.
Oh! So they would pay Abby 50 grand. She'd have to pay the artist a little bit.
Yeah!
Okay.
What?
To sing, host, and just bring somebody from Nashville. She's not going to be able to take like Aldine. It could be anybody.
Anyone.
Abby, so do you feel like this was sent from a reputable source?
I really think it is. Like, because sometimes their profiles look sketchy. They don't have a picture on there. But this is a legit lady. But isn't that legit scams have legit photos?
A lot of times, okay. Yeah.
No, she's so like
they
with
want,
her.
They want to come host and perform and just bring somebody with you as like an opening act.
Yes.
And you're the headliner?
Well, I don't think I'd be the headliner. I think they meant like a bigger artist, and then maybe I just do like a few songs or something like that. That's what I think. And she hosts.
Yeah, but you have to pay out of that 50 for a big artist?
Yes.
Okay, so how much is a medium artist?
You tell me who, and I'll give you a good guess.
Say like Travis Denning.
30 grand.
There we go.
And wait a minute.
So Abby keeps 20.
I get to keep 20?
Let me call him.
Yeah, ask Travis because I'm like.
Because again, if they're gonna pay Abby $20,000, if that's the case, they're gonna pay Abby $20,000 to come out and sing and host. And that's
this is the most insane thing ever.
Do we think it's real? Lunchbox.
No chance.
Why?
They wouldn't go to Abby. They'd go to Bobby. They would go to someone with actual pull. Abby has no pull. She's a phone screener. But I'm saying she doesn't have connections to artists. Bobby has relationships with artists.
But they want her to perform as well. You don't think she's good enough as a singer?
Yeah, answer that.
No comment.
He's trying so hard.
That's right. He's in his kindness. He's got to be kind for 2 weeks.
Like they would go to Scuba. They would go to Scuba, who has connection to artists. They would ask the Raging Idiots to play, and you bring someone for $50,000. They're not going to Abby. They see someone vulnerable. And like, this one is
vulnerable.
Well, okay,
What's the scam
what's the
though?
Scam? Exactly.
So Abby's not paying $50,000. Like,
I'm gonna call Travis Denning.
Hey, Abby, what's the venue? What's the venue?
It's a racetrack.
Well, tell me the venue. I'm gonna look it up.
Should I say what it is?
I don't care.
The place.
Give me the venue.
Do you think it's legitimate?
It's Laguna Seca, Laguna, and then SECA. It's a world-renowned racetrack. What?
Have you Monterey? Googled that, Abby?
I didn't even Google that, no.
All right, give me the person's name. Let me find out if they work there.
No, I'm not going to look. I don't know her name. It's her mom that works there.
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
So it's someone's kid.
Yeah, she said my mom.
Oh, my gosh, guys. This is hysterical. She's got a high schooler saying, hey, my mom works at a place. She doesn't know how to reach out.
It's her daughter. Like, she's not in high school. She's a mature.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Keep going, Lunchbox, what you were saying.
And how big... Because again, I don't know. I can call. Do we call my manager?
Let's see who would be willing to do that.
Not even that. If he thinks it's legit.
No, he doesn't. I already talked to him.
That's a good point because he deals with this stuff all the time.
And he runs a whole management company. Let's see if he answers. This is Tom.
Hey, we're on the air, so don't say anything. Can you be on the air for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, so Abby got a message.
He's on the toilet.
Abby got a message from someone that says they'll pay her $50,000 to go out to a racetrack in California and perform and host, but she has to bring a Nashville artist with her, and it's $50,000 to even cover that artist. We were kind of talking about if she wanted to do it, if it was a scam, but we were guessing, like, let's say Travis Denning. And I said, we could probably pay Travis $30,000. If he was open, he'd probably fly out there and do it acoustic. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, yes.
Also, we thought about George Burge, $30,000, and Abby would keep $20,000. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
So do you think someone would message her in a DM and be like, hey, will you find an artist and I'll give you $50,000?
No, that doesn't seem like a real thing. It feels like it's a catfish scenario.
Yeah. Like she gets there and it's just an old dude in his underwear at the front door. Okay.
With a backyard barbecue. Yeah, I would be cynical. I think vetting that out would be important.
If it did turn out to be true, though, do you think we could find a pretty decent artist with a couple of hits to go out and do it for $25,000?
100% we can do it.
Yeah, I think particularly acoustic, that's a really good gig.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to do.
All right. Thank you for your input.
Very good. Happy to help.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Abby, okay. What are the dates of the event?
Well, I don't have the dates yet.
Oh, it's just open-ended, whenever you want to come.
No, I mean.
Just show up anytime.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're not going to tell you a date we need this artist. You just pick the date, and we'll have that $50,000.
Here's Travis. Travis, just call me back.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you're on the air. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay, so Abby, who is a producer on the show, she answers phones. She does a lot of stuff. She's also.
I love Abby.
Thank you. She's also a singer. She sings, but just for fun. She goes to bars and sings. She got offered to come and sing a couple songs, host, and they said bring a Nashville artist with you, and the total budget's $50,000. Now,
okay, perfect.
So,
yeah,
if Abby, if the day was open, would you fly out for $25,000-$30,000, play acoustic, just generally speaking?
I mean, absolutely.
Okay, so
I mean, have you seen inflation, Bobby?
Yes, I have, and I know, but you demand a pretty penny. But I'm asking, like, if. First of all, do you think this is real? Has this ever happened to you where someone's like, I own a racetrack, come sing for $50,000?
I've never gotten that phone call. I've definitely played some interesting, like, private shows. Like, yeah. I've played a birthday party with Riley Green, and this wasn't, like, a long time ago. It was, like, last year. We played somebody's backyard in New Jersey. Like, full on. Like, literally, full on. They rented a huge PA and stage, and they had, like, 300 people over in their backyard, and it was just me and Riley. So, I've done some interesting, odd little things like that before, but
so if
I mean, can me and Abby sing Abby together?
Absolutely, you can do whatever you want.
Very cool.
But if let's say it did happen, she's not being catfished, and you had the date open for $30,000, would you go and do it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, times are tough. I'll take just about anything. I've actually.
Well, don't say that. You're negotiating down, Travis. Don't worry about that. Okay.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Travis. If she's not being catfished, we'll let you know.
Sounds good. And by the way, I'm currently fishing right now, and I just caught a smallmouth.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Okay. We're at work, so that sucks. All right, buddy. See you later.
R&D. See you guys. Bye.
Abby, you need to get back in touch with him.
Okay. So should I just pitch Travis or give him a few, you know?
You need the date, and I can work. But I'm setting this up, so it's 10%.
Oh. Oh, wow. Is that it?
Yeah. this is what I would say. Hit him up. See if it's real.
Okay.
Say, depending on the date, Travis Denning, number one hit maker, Travis Denning, and yourself would be happy to come out and do it all. But it's going to cost, looking at the budget and travel, it's going to be $60,000 if you find out it's real. And then you'll probably need to settle on like $55,000 or something.
Oh, okay.
But just find it's a real person, okay?
Yes, I will message
Lunchbox,
her.
If she makes $20,000 for going out and singing a couple songs, what will you think?
I'll vomit.
Uh-oh. Is that nice?
Yeah, no, that's a real. I asked him a real question.
His body reacting.
Yeah,
yes, my body reacting.
Would you be happy for me? Would you be happy, Lunchbox?
No.
Okay. Let's find out. Abby, do some due diligence. Have Scuba Steve get on it too. Okay. Scuba Steve, your finder's fee, if it works from this and it all happens and everybody gets paid, you get $500 finder fee if it's all legit, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you for roping me into this.
Eddie, why'd you even bring this? I should have just done this on my own.
Hey, yeah, I brought it to the show. What's my finder's fee?
Hold on.
Wow, Abby is now boss money.
You couldn't have because you wouldn't have got Travis because I wouldn't have been able to call him.
Oh, like, sorry about that, yeah.
Like when I tour, it costs a ton of money for me just to get out on the road, much less even before I get paid. So you're going to be fine.
That's true.
Give me $1,000.
Well, you get a segment. You get employee of the month, a note for employee of the month.
Okay.
Abby, let us know. Let us know, okay?
I will.
All right. We're going to do Thomas Rhett, Morgan Wallen. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, we'll find out if it's real or not.
It's time for the Bobby Feud. A survey was done of 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners. We're looking for the top selling, the best crunchy snacks from the grocery store. I've written a number down between 1 and 1,000. Whoever's closest goes first. And Lunchbox?
I'll take 500.
Amy?
4.
It's actually 4. I wrote it down. It's 4. Directly on. It's usually always 4, but there you go.
So I don't have a guess. Okay, go.
Okay. Yeah, Amy nailed it out of 1,000. Okay, Amy will go first. Then it'll go Lunchbox, then it goes Eddie. Amy, we're looking at crunchy snacks from the grocery store. The favorite top-selling crunchy snacks.
Chips.
I'm going to need more specific, please.
Ooh. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Alrighty. Well, which chip do I choose? So there could be lots of chips on there.
Who knows? I just need more specific, yeah.
Okay, Doritos.
Show me Doritos. Wow. Number one answer.
Cheetos.
Give me some Cheetos. Number six answer. Favorite crunchy snacks from the grocery store. Go ahead.
Okay, tortilla chips, you know, like.
Show me tortilla chips.
Those are my favorite.
You got yourself 7 points there. Good job. Going over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked. We're looking at your favorite crunchy snack from the grocery store.
Yeah, give me cookies.
Show me, give me specific, because again, it's not going to be real general stuff. It's going to be specific stuff.
Give me Oreos.
Show me Oreos!
Not crunchy.
Could be crunchy, but yeah, really. Yeah, maybe not.
Not really.
Eddie?
Give me Captain Crunch cereal.
Show me Captain Crunch cereal!
Oh, no. Does it get more crunchy than that?
All right, back over to Amy. Round number two, so points are doubled.
Popcorn?
Is that crunchy-ish, huh?
Yeah, popcorn's kinda crunchy. Or you?
I like mine kind of soft.
Yeah, they kind of.
What? But it still goes crunchy.
They don't
crunch,
go.
I bet if I put popcorn in my mouth right now and chewed on it, you would think.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Show me popcorn.
I'm sure you're right.
Lunchbox.
Chex Mix.
That's good.
Show me. Chex Mix. Betty?
This is tough, but I'm going to go with a veggie. Give me carrots.
Nope.
Favorite?
No. I just say nope. I don't even give it an option.
Oh, really?
Guys, we're at round three. This has really been a tough one.
I'm pivoting to produce as well. Apple.
Nope.
What?
Yeah, stay away from produce. Hey, Lunch, don't do produce.
Top selling crunchy snacks.
Say celery.
Go ahead.
Goldfish.
Oh. That's good.
Show me goldfish. Triple points, number 9. Lunchbox has 27 points and takes the lead.
Thank you. Dang, now I'm tough.
The three off the board are Doritos, Cheetos, and Goldfish.
Give me mixed nuts.
In your mouth?
Mixed nuts, yeah.
Definitely soft.
Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie, you have 7 answers left here.
Yeah, I know. A lot to choose from.
Yes.
And I've been holding out for the triple points. Are you ready?
Lunchbox has 27 points. Go ahead.
Give me saltine crackers.
What?
Normal
cracker.
Who?
He went saltine cracker.
The favorite is a saltine cracker. Give me saltine cracker for Pebble. And you got no points.
That's what people eat when they're sick.
I figured that out.
Yeah, no points. Maybe it was too hard a one.
It was pretty hard to be
Lay's potato chips?
Yeah, number 4.
Okay.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah, number five.
Okay, Pringles.
What?
Pringles.
Number seven.
Okay.
Pretzels. Oh, so when the pressure's off, you guys are rocking it.
Oh, pretzels. I put Goldfish.
No pretzels. Go ahead. What, Lunchbox?
I said I had Cheez-Its and Goldfish is the same thing.
But it's not because our brands.
Well, I get it. Now I realize that.
Nestle Crunch?
No.
Pirate's Booty.
No, that's not crunchy.
You already said popcorn.
The popcorn's not crunchy, Amy.
Well, okay.
Anybody else want to take a shot?
I don't know. What cookie was crunchy?
None. I just said I need you to be specific about cookies.
Chips Ahoy is not crunchy.
Okay, here you go. Number two, Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Hold on.
You got Cheetos.
Cheetos is Cheetos.
And Cheetos is Flaming Hot Cheetos. And I said be specific. It's a whole different chip. Number three, Ruffles.
So they were all chips?
No, because, well, Lay's is four, Cheez-Its five, Cheetos six, Pringles seven.
Oh, man.
Number eight, Funyuns.
Chips.
Number 10, Takis.
Chips.
And your winner, Lunchbox.
Wow.
He is the champ. That's a tough one. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Big news is, today is Amy's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I have a segment coming up in a minute. It's like my top five Amy segments that make me laugh that I can think of pretty quickly. I didn't go through all 18 years of our time together, but the last few years.
Okay.
Pretty funny. But okay. It's Amy's birthday, and also I will say this. My wife is also very close with Amy. Just sometimes I don't even check in with Amy. I just check in with my wife, see how Amy's doing.
Or I used to call Amy and be like, what's up? How you been? I just ask Caitlin, hey, how's Amy doing? So I asked my wife, because we have a gift for you together. And I said, can I make Amy gamble her gift on the air?
What does that mean?
Like we're going to do with Eddie for his birthday this week.
What are you going to do?
What is the gamble?
Well, no, I was going to make a game and you had to keep your gift or lose it. Or... And she was like, no, we're adults. This is our adult friend.
But we're going
to
do it.
So we have your gift, but she's going to give it to you in a adult setting or where you are or however.
Yeah.
She's not on the show. I thought it'd be hilarious. I want to do the same game that we're doing with Eddie where you gamble it. Maybe you want a bigger gift or a lesser gift.
Okay.
But we're not doing that.
I get it.
But happy birthday.
It's not, my gift's not a bit.
Pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
But Eddie chose for us to be a bit.
Yeah, because I want the better gift.
Yeah, but you could get the worst gift.
Right.
I don't know. You want to do it, Amy?
Come on, Amy.
No, it's okay.
Okay. My wife would kill me, but.
Right.
That'd be a good bit.
I'd rather save you.
Okay. It's Amy's birthday. Happy birthday. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Now time for the news.
Bobby's big
stories.
Allegedly, Bruno Mars has a $50 million gambling debt with MGM Casino.
No way.
From Complex. Yeah. Bruno Mars might be in some hot water with MGM. The singer announced a multi-year residency in 2016. However, the relationship between the 38-year-old and the hospitality giant may have gone sour, as the singer's gambling debts have allegedly racked up close to $50 million.
That's crazy. How is that possible?
Playing in big, big games over many, many years. Oof. He makes $1.5 million a night performing in Vegas. But, and that's, if the story were different, if it's Bruno Mars has gambled and lost $50 million that he's already paid for, that's one thing. And that's, wow, that guy lost a bunch of money. I think the golfer John Daly had that story where he had gambled and lost millions of dollars, but it wasn't that he still owed millions of dollars. Like, he was responsible in his irresponsibility, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it sounds like they were just letting him play.
Yeah, he still owes them $50
million. Dang.
That's how you, like, lose a kneecap or two. Or
yeah. They find you in the desert?
I mean, does he have it?
Or you have a residency until you die, because now you got to pay off the debt.
Yeah, Elvis.
He's like 60 doing 24K magic in the air.
Uptown Funk, give it to you.
John Daly, the golfer, over a 16-year period, he lost almost $55 million through gambling with a single blackjack hand costing him anything from $5,000 to $15,000. And that was back then.
What?
I like old John. I saw him a few weeks ago. But yeah, I didn't know that version. But man, that'd been a fun one to hang out with.
That's crazy,
He'd probably been, hey, I'll play a couple of your hands too for you. Dang. Dad loses his entire savings to a scam email. A father who was looking forward to retirement is now struggling to make ends meet after losing his life savings in a cruel scam. With almost $150,000 in his bank account, he felt safe and financially secure for the next years. But he got a message that somebody had left some inheritance in their will, is one of those things, and because somebody had died in the family and he had some family in that area. And so he was entitled to an inheritance of about $3 million. He just had to provide his details. He replied and then gave the documents. And he had a cousin of the same name that they said had died, who had died. So all this stuff just happened to work out. It's a numbers game with these. And so that's it. They said I need to open a bank account in the Philippines in order to get my inheritance.
That's where I would have stopped.
Not me. I'd have been like, what up, Philippines?
What about asking questions about, did this cousin have millions of dollars and they're leaving you three?
It sucks because vulnerable people, and we're vulnerable in different areas of our lives.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not saying that he's vulnerable and we're not, but in this area, it seems he's probably a bit vulnerable in his education and money and scams.
Dang.
That really stinks.
Ugh.
I got a good one, and I posted it on my Instagram, one that I almost fell for. And you can watch, because I posted it up, the screen that I got to. Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram. But it was a scam alert to where it said so-and-so has requested money through Venmo, and it was automatically taken from your account. If this is wrong, call us. And I was like, what? I don't know this person. Because people always request money. Listeners request money all the time on my Venmo. Sometimes being funny, sometimes not. Because we've done things for charity where quickly we're trying to raise money. And I'm like, just send it here and I'll send it off to the charity. So it's out there. And for a second, I was like, this is not true. I thought about clicking it. And I said, nope, this might be a scam. But it got me. It was close. It was a good one. Because I use Venmo all the time. So that's on my Instagram. If you want to see it so you don't fall for it, Mr. Bobby Bones. That one's up there. An ailing 750-pound alligator is seized from a New York home after it was swimming with the kids.
It was a blind alligator.
Yep.
Oh.
Almost the blind or the deaf or whatever the alligator is doesn't matter when it's 750 pounds. And at any time, if it just gets a wild hair, it could kill anybody it was near.
Yeah, but I feel like a blind alligator wouldn't just open its mouth and bite anything.
What, are you playing Marco Polo the whole time?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, if it gets angry and it knows that someone's like on top of it, it could turn and absolutely.
Yeah, and you can't have that.
Yeah, do you use it as a raft? Like, what's going on?
You do until it eats you.
Oh, my.
But the homeowner allegedly allowed members of the public to get into the water with the alligator and pet it and do all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
That's from the New York Post. They took the alligator back. The alligator's probably being mistreated. If I'm guessing, imagining that's not the best place for an alligator.
And if you're a parent, you're letting your kid get in the pool with the alligator?
You are, and just buddy stopping by, I guess.
And how do you know the alligator's blind? Like, how do you test that?
You fake punch it, and if it doesn't flinch.
Right? Yeah. That's the only way.
Yeah. Nope, didn't see that one.
He's blind.
The top reason, 1 out of 3 people look forward to their significant other being away. That top reason is because they don't have to share a bed. Their partner's sleeping habits consistently wake them up, and they're excited for a restful night's sleep. The most common partner sleep disruptors are snoring, playing on the phone, watching TV too loud. I'll turn the TV off. I do stay on my phone sometimes when my wife goes to bed. So I've learned again to use a skill that I developed when I was a child of building a pillow fort.
I build it kinda, she can't hear it because you
I put AirPods in.
Oh, okay.
But I'll build a pillow fort over me. So the light's not flashing through the room.
Like a tent.
Smart.
Yeah, pillow fort.
Interesting.
Yeah. She was gone this weekend. She's back now. And at first it was great because I was like, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to party. I'm going to watch all the shows. I'm going to play PlayStation.
Party.
I don't feel good.
Party, yeah.
The old gate.
I don't feel very good today. I almost feel like now she's needed because I'll go off the rails. Yeah. My version of off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. Green mattress survey with that story. Netflix gives Black Mirror a 7th season. Maybe my favorite show. It's the greatest show.
Oh,
ever.
Wow. There's 7 now? They're gonna be?
Oh, there's 6. Yeah, but there's the 7. Yeah.
Behind.
It's amazing. It's my amazing. It's not for everybody.
Because it has like scenarios of stuff that hasn't happened yet, but probably will. Maybe
it's very much what the darkness the technology can create and kind of already has started. Yeah. It's the best show. That's from Hollywood Reporter. You want to talk about the Riley Strain story a bit?
Yes.
So this is a national story. The missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain, who was in Nashville, he was at Luke's bar. There's footage of him walking out of it, and then they haven't found him. Still, right? As of this morning, they haven't found him.
Correct.
The bar came out over the weekend and said, hey, we've looked at a bunch of footage. We served him one drink.
Mm-hmm.
And two waters.
Yeah. Like one alcoholic drink and two waters. So it seems like he was already... if what we've learned is true, pretty gone by the time he got to Luke's bar.
Yeah.
And then he went walking. And now they have discovered his bank card.
Yes. These two girls that are on TikTok, they do like TikTok lives of them just kind of doing the search on their own. They're just kind of walking around that area where he disappeared because surveillance has picked him up all the way to a certain area that's right by the river downtown. And so they've been kind of walking around just looking for stuff, and they found his bank card.
By the river.
By the river.
Yeah, and like a homeless camp. And it's like the edge is right there. It looks like it's like straight down if you go another 2 feet.
So what are people thinking, that he fell in the river or that somebody got him?
I think he fell in the river. Like,
and
he
then
stumbled.
It was just swept away. I know you guys said that like last week on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems probable.
Unless he was at the homeless camp and the homeless, you know what I mean, that you could... But his bank card was there. The homeless, if they were robbing him, I think they would have taken his bank card and used it. I think it's more likely he just dropped it.
Was it like holding it in his hand?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then maybe bent over to pick it up.
There was even a body found in the river, and the police went, and it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, right when I saw that headline, I thought, oh,
wow.
No.
Wow. Just a random body that they didn't know.
That did not match his description.
Could have been washed up from anywhere, though.
Yeah,
it was in the Cumberland River.
Mega Millions from ABC News up to $875 million after another drawing with no winner. So there you go. That is the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big Stories.
Bones. Today's Amy's birthday. We're very happy to have Amy on our show and in our life, and it's a big, big day for her. I have 5 moments that when I thought, how can I celebrate Amy on the air? And then I just started laughing about moments that maybe weren't a celebration of you, and those are the ones I grabbed.
Okay, of course.
That's what we would do here, right? It's all love here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, this isn't, they're not bad stuff, but like number 5, the time that you sang with Ryan Hurd because you were like,
Oh, boy.
I remember this.
You were like chasing after you, that song.
Awkward.
You thought it was in your wheelhouse of singing. Because sometimes we'll sing in the shower and be like, I'm kind of good at that song.
This was in my car. I always felt like it was coming out just
right. I have a shower, you have a car.
Right.
And so Ryan Hurd came up and they performed it together. And was it in Amy's wheelhouse? Here you go. My number five moment. Go ahead.
Listen. Wish I could quit you, but it feels too good. If I could turn it off, you know I would. But something about you makes me think we could make it after all.
Yeah. But I know, yeah, I know it's a matter of time till you walk back out of my life. Leave me standing here lonely, feeling like a fool. From. Don't know why, don't know why I let you, but I do. Guess I love chasing after you.
Thanks, guys. Y'all were really
super supportive,
encouraging there at the end, because that is really hard to hear back.
It wasn't terrible.
It was pretty terrible.
Huh? No, I would say it was pretty bad, but it wasn't terrible. And I think when he was singing, you actually attached to him and sang, you know, you doubled it pretty
good. That's obviously the part in the car where I felt.
Well, I know. That part,
Oh, I heard Ryan going down to her level because he didn't know what to do. He's like, oh.
That's number five. That's fun.
Great.
Number four. The time that she called Rascal Flatts old, like she was interviewing them at the CMAs, the 50th CMAs, and then she asked a certain question about how many times they had been to the CMAs. Here you go.
So it's the 50th CMA Awards. Is this like your 49th? Not, I'm not saying y'all. No.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's horse.
No.
It is. Bobby,
that is horse.
No.
That is so hurtful.
It cuts like a knife, Amy. It really does.
I.
This is the 50th. Is this your 49th?
Yeah, because the first one was our second. The second was our first one.
Can we have a moment? Because after that came out of my mouth, I realized how you were going to take it.
49 is ill.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking, actually.
One of the most famous clips, the time that she glitched, which made me feel like I'm living in a simulation because she just broke in front of me. She was trying to say McBoat. It was a Fun Fact Friday, and she was trying to read this. There's a McBoat McDonald's location in Germany, which has a float-through instead of a drive-through. You paddle up to the dock, place your order, and it's brought to you by the staff. So she was trying to say there's a McBoat McDonald's location in Germany. Here you go.
So you can paddle up on a dock, place your order, and then it's brought out to you by the staff, and it's called McDoat McMonty. I don't know.
I don't either. Again, just a clip.
McDoat McMonty. McDoat McMonty.
Something broke in her brain.
McDoat McMonty.
It sounds like we took the clip and like flipped it. Like put your thing down, flip it in, reverse it. McDoat
McMonty.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite Amy clip.
Number two, very recent. The time that Amy recorded a 30-minute podcast with the guest mic down.
Oh, no.
When she had a guest, it's very soon, I know, but I can't stop thinking about it, where she had a guest, and for 30 minutes, she didn't have the guest mic on, so the guest mic was basically just a paperweight, and you could only hear the guest through Amy's mic, which is all the way across. And so even on top of that, at the top of the podcast, she started it by saying, yeah, we're good with the levels. Fun fact, she was not good with the levels. Here you go.
I'm not going to use them. No. We're good. It's all, the levels are set. We use these all the time. And so this is one from the other day. I don't even believe myself when I say I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Never. I'm late to everything unless it is
pumping audio up.
And then I'm on time. That's probably bad to admit, but I do not run on time.
Were you ever sent home?
I was never sent home, but I got to see other
people. We had to take that and turn it volume max because there was no... That's pretty funny.
Pretty bad.
That was like 2 weeks ago. And it's Amy's birthday, so to celebrate,
We're playing top five most embarrassing times.
No.
Favorite clips.
Memorable.
Favorite clips. Memorable.
The Ryan Hurt thing was so fun to hear back. It wasn't about it being embarrassing.
That is a fun memory. That's a cool thing we get to do. It just is painful to hear. Right.
Number one. Any idea what I picked as the number one Amy moment?
No clue.
I have a guess.
You probably will get it, because as soon as I say it, you'll get like, oh, yeah, of course. Go ahead.
I'm guessing it's when she almost died of the pepper.
That's the hottest shot ever.
Good call.
So, I'm not sure why you had to take the shot.
Oh, I think my name landed on the wheel.
It was the
wheel of death, basically.
And Amy took the hottest shot, and she just, like a champ, like she does, she just took it. And then I thought for a second we were all losing our jobs.
Yeah.
Because it looked like she was dying. She's like screaming at us.
Well, first
she was there freaking out, and we all just look at her, and Bobby goes, someone help her.
Yeah, nobody would help her. We were all just like, get her out of the room. Like, go get her. Okay, let me play the clip, and we'll address it afterward. Here's the time Amy took the world's hottest shot. She took the shot. Oh, she's going to puke. Uh-oh. Oh, she's puking. Give her some water or something.
Lunchbox, help her. Lunchbox, help her.
No! Give her some water. Give her some water.
No! No, y'all! No!
Somebody give her some water. Come on.
I don't have anything.
We gotta have water ready for this.
Here's Mike needs water. Here.
Milk.
She's shaking, dude. She is shaking.
She was going through like convulsions. And we were
sweating.
Scared. We were scared to death.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's definitely fear in our voices.
And I like Eddie says, Lunchbox, help her. Like, Eddie can't get up.
You were right next to him. And he was running cameras. Because Eddie was not letting go of those cameras.
Eddie went in the news guy. Can't help the victim. Gotta film.
But he did have something to do, and you weren't doing anything. Except standing there just staring at
her. I was watching her, man.
But even Lunchbox's voice is like, I don't have anything. Like, I don't know what to do.
I think what we learned from that is we need to anticipate, you know, what happens when you eat the world's hottest, whatever.
Yeah, should have some milk.
We had nothing to soothe me at all whatsoever. And so then when I went and I was spitting up, the hot shot was then on my face burning, and it felt like a chemical peel like all around my mouth where
for those. You don't want that for free.
Right.
Yeah. Again, listen to the intensity of her scream.
Yeah.
That's when it got real. Like I thought myself, like I'm going to the hospital. This is really bad.
So do we. We thought it was really bad, too. She took the shot. Oh, she's going to puke. Uh-oh.
Oh,
she's puking. Give her some water or something.
Lunchbox, help her. Lunchbox, help her.
No!
Give her some water.
No!
Give her some water.
No, y'all.
Somebody give her some water. Come on.
I don't have anything.
We gotta have water ready for this.
Water. Here's Mike needs water. Here.
Milk.
She's shaking, dude. She is shaking.
That where she goes, nah.
Dude, it's scary.
It was scary. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Shots.
Amy, you made it past that, though. That's something to celebrate.
Yeah, I've survived a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing for your birthday?
Well, my daughter has a softball game tonight, so.
No, what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, I'm going to her softball game, which will be fun. And then my son will be there, and then with the kids, we'll go to eat. And then I think, some friends that are coming to the game, we may all go eat. My best friend from high school is coming in town this weekend, Andrea, which is how Bobby and I met 19 years ago, which is crazy. And we'll probably just do a little something over the weekend. I don't know. She's been, I wanted to get a massage, but then I remembered she hates massages. She doesn't like to get touched. But
who's she? Oh, your friend.
My friend from high school.
Talking about you as a birthday. She's like, she hates massages. So for a birthday, she's not going to get it.
Yeah, no, but I thought that we'd maybe have a spa day with some other girlfriends. And I was like, oh, shoot. I'm hosting my best friend. And she literally does not like to be touched in that way.
But isn't it about you?
Yeah, of course she would do it. But I want to be considerate if someone's coming into town to hang out with me. So I don't know. We'll pivot.
Well, we do have you a gift. My wife's a part of it, so I'm not going to give it to you on the air because my wife's a part of it, and it's a serious human gift as opposed to what Eddie's birthday is this later this week.
It's a bit.
It's a bit, but you love to gamble.
Of course I do.
Amy wouldn't allow me to gamble her gift. I would, though.
I would allow it. I don't think Caitlin would.
You don't want to gamble.
Okay.
You just don't want to gamble.
Is it that good?
No, I'm just saying you don't want to gamble it because my wife will kill me, and then I won't be in good mood when I'm near.
Perfect.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Good times.
Yeah, happy birthday. She's 29, man.
Wow. You look great, Amy.
Hey, I'm 43, and that is okay.
And she's been to 42 CMAs. All right, thanks.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Texas. A 69-year-old man's at the gym, and he really wants to get his leg press on. But someone's on the machine. So he sits there. He's like, hey, how many more sets you got? Guy's like, oh, two more. Guy keeps pushing his weights up with the legs. The 69-year-old man's like, you're taking too long. Stab, stab.
Stabs him.
Stabbed him.
Oh, my God. Where did he hide the knife? We're at the gym. You're in shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he went back to the locker room to get it.
Oh, my God.
But he stabbed him.
Did the guy finish his sets at least?
I don't think so.
Blood pumping out of him. I would. Kevin Kluger makes finish.
And then he told people, who else wants some?
Nobody. It's your machine, man. Hey, take the machine home if you want it. Golly. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
I'm feeling super great, and I think it's my own fault. My wife was out of town all weekend, and so I went hard. Oh. I just went hard and it was stupid.
What do you mean? What'd you do?
Like, I ate everything I shouldn't.
Oh. Child.
I, like, played video games all the time. I just don't feel great, and I think it's because of that. I made a video. Like, I was, the first of it was, like, early Saturday morning, and I was like, the wife's away. The cat will play. Oh, like, I'm not good.
We'd be losers, dude. We didn't have wives.
I'm telling you. There would have been a point where she just, because I ordered some cookies called Pink Door cookies. I never heard of Pink Door. But what I did is I ordered dinner, and I was like, oh, you can attach it to this. And so I ordered 3 Golden Graham / like Snickerdoodle cookies and 3 chocolate chip cookies. And I thought, I'll eat one and say, I ate all 6 of them.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling good because I think that's what happened. But that was my weekend pretty much. I did go out to Eddie's kids' basketball games.
Yeah, thanks for coming, man.
Oh, fun.
And the whole day, what was I going to do? I was like, I'll be out there. Went out and watched 2 of his sons play basketball at this, it's like a center. They got like 6 courts there.
It's a complex, basketball complex.
And I go in and it's just kids playing basketball. I don't have any cash on me. I usually do. And they're like, that'll be $10. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. You're gonna pay to get in.
Yeah, dude.
And there wasn't an ATM anywhere near. It was kind of off. And I usually have cash, but I think I just used it all. And so I'm like, it felt very much like when I was 24, 25 years old, digging for change in the middle of seats to get a couple gallons of gas. And I was like, oh, here's a dollar. I put a dollar on the table. I went into my bag ahead, had like $2 there.
They didn't have a QR code for Venmo?
No, it was cash only, which is weird.
I know.
You're up that.
I had exactly $10. I went in my butt, pulled out an $8 bill. I know, who knew? But did that, stayed for a bit, watched them play. And Eddie has like, it's every Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, it's crazy. For the next like 5-6 weeks, this is going to be my life.
Yeah.
He's there all day. It's wild. Both days.
I told Bones too. I'm like, dude, you already paid the $10. You can come Sunday too.
Yeah, they gave me a bracelet. And I was like, I'm good.
No,
I'm good. So, and then Amy sent me a video of her at the driving range.
And she, oh, boy.
Well, she sent me 1 swing from each side.
I thought that's all you needed.
Right. And I was like, okay. And you know what? It was a little more athletic than I thought it would be, honestly.
Okay.
But I was like, you can't just send 1 swing because anybody can get 1 good swing in.
Well, I'll quote you. You said, that's cheating. Anybody can cherry pick the best swing. And I thought, I didn't even.
Right, guys?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, but it's not cheating.
You find the best of the best.
Well, if you're sending, here's how good I am. That's you going, here's the absolute best swing I had.
All I was trying to show you is that I could swing the same on the right as I can on the left, and it feels comfortable either way. Like, I don't know what to do because actually left feels a little more comfortable, and I'm a right-handed person.
So I said, send me 5 swings in a row from each side. And she did.
Yep.
And it's annoying that she can kind of hit the ball pretty good.
Really? Both sides?
Yeah. That's not even both sides. It's just that she can hit the ball pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't bother you a little bit that I can do both sides?
No, a lot of people, I mean, yes.
A lot of people, I Googled
I'm
it.
I'm more annoyed by the fact that you can hit the ball pretty good at all.
Okay.
So she can go play? Like, is she good enough to play around?
I don't think so.
But if that's...
And she keeps saying she wants to meet people on the green to have some business meetings.
Right.
And nobody says that.
I say it.
No, I know.
So it's fine. I get to talk about golf how I want to talk about golf.
But then nobody's going to have a business meeting with you if you're talking about golf in a weird way.
On the green.
On the greens.
But well, I think they might be impressed.
I'll compliment you.
I can switch hit.
I don't think that's what's going to impress people. I think what's going to impress people is that you can hit the ball.
Okay.
I would pick a side and just focus on that side.
Well, I'm going to focus on left because it's more interesting.
I would tell you to not focus on left because it's impossible. As a left-handed person, it's impossible to find clubs.
It's hard. Everything's harder left-handed.
I borrowed one from the golf shop. They had it.
I hear you, but you're going to have to go find clubs.
You have to buy it eventually.
You're left-handed, and you have found them.
Oh.
It's so much harder. If you feel better left-handed, chase it.
I do feel better, and also...
Being left-handed sucks.
I'll channel my Phil Mickelson.
He's a lefty. Okay.
He's
right-handed, but he golfs left.
Really?
And I was like, that is me. Me and Phil. That he gets me.
Yeah, if you're going to buy clubs, though, and... Well, be we'll left-handed see. And have to get a right-handed golf glove. It just
yeah, gloves, balls.
Oh, definitely need balls. A glove. Here's my blister.
You didn't use a glove at all?
No, because I didn't know.
I probably didn't have any. I didn't even
have a hat, and my scalp started to burn, so I went to the golf shop, and I bought a hat. It has a little golf guy on it, and I was like,
things are you right or left scalped?
Things are getting officialed.
Yeah, officialed?
I mean,
you need to get a left-handed hat then, too.
No. Yeah. The hat works either
well,
way.
I'm proud of your new hobby.
Thanks.
Keep working at it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to post videos of that? Because I want to see that too.
Oh, yeah.
I have them.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is I'm so slow at making reels, but I started working on a reel. I just have to finish it.
Oh, just push post. Send it away.
Yeah, just push post. Thank you. See you tomorrow. I'm impressed by you, Amy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope you have an awesome day today. I know we talked about it earlier, but I hope that hope you get out of it what you want to get out of it.
Yeah, it's a 7 year for me because I'm 43. 4 plus 3 is 7. I don't really know what that means, but my friend sent me that and she said 7 is good.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in the 7 year for a long time and it's fine.
I feel like you're having it pretty good.
It is what you get out of it.
All right, well, you're about to be an 8.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. that's all. Goodbye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.